Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Russell?
Yes.
Oh, hi. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. Good to hear. Happy Thursday, right?
Right. Almost there.
Almost. Not that we're counting, huh? So I know you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
It sounds pretty clear to me.
Okay. Yeah, you know, the main benefit for you is definitely in the exclusivity, meaning that the position just became available. We are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you, we'll block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the benefits of being placed on the search engines in front of your competitors, right?
Yeah, but why is the space available all of a sudden?
So when a position becomes available within our company, a variety of circumstances could be taking place. So sometimes it's a large company that we've worked with for several years and they decide to go into retirement mode. So they have to scale back on their business, which is why they request to come off. Sometimes it's a situation where we're working with a company and they're biting off more than they can chew and they're not answering client calls. Or sometimes it's a matter of excesses, negative reviews. So, you know, Google is the number one word of mouth provider worldwide. So we have to monitor that very carefully. We cannot promote a business that does get negative reviews because that would also affect negatively on the search engines. So when any one of those circumstances takes place, we're notified that there's an availability, and then we have a team of 40 agents that call out and fill the listing the same day. You know, and that's the beauty of it, especially for a business such as yourself, if you're tight on funds, is that since this will put you where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions and where the high revenue is generated, a program like this will easily fund itself in the influx of new business that it brings you. And we allow you to go and try it on a month-by-month basis. That way you can, you know, track the jobs that are coming in and kind of pay as you go. And with your new in business rate, Russell, it's going to bring everything all the way down to just a flat rate month-to-month of $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. Now, it looks like you currently don't have a website. Is that correct?
Yeah, I don't advertise. Being on this island, I was born and raised on this island, and I never did put up a sign or anything in the 5.5 years I've been in business, and it's just by word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And that way I don't get shocked by every Tom, Dick, and Harry Tuesday. Most calls that I get to do a roof, the odds are mostly on my end because I am the, so it's a small business. I've got four employees.
Okay.
I do the bidding. Okay. I do the bidding, the collecting, the secretarial. I'm all that people.
Wow. You're like the chief cook and bottle washer, right?
I don't have time to give out 12 bids and end up with only one. So that's why I don't advertise. It's been working for me.
Okay, so I wanna explain something to you, and I really appreciate that you kind of relayed that to me. Is number one, you're born and raised there. You've been on the island for several years, and you are, an established business where you probably have a proven success rate, right? The problem is, let's say that I'm new to the island and I need your service, and I don't have a friend or a relative or a colleague that recommends you, I mean, if I do, I'm going to hire you. That's a slam dunk, right? That's a word of mouth, and that's the highest recommendation you can get, right? But if I don't happen to run into someone that knows you, I'm going to just type into the computer what I need, and this way your company comes up on top. So rather than using a lead service where you're running around bidding on 19 jobs and hopefully landing one of them, with this, 9 out of 10 consumers will hire you because Google calls that a micro moment. They found a strategic way to put Russell Reynolds in front of a potential client that's looking to hire you at the time that they need you, you see? And that's the beauty of this is not only does it give you that exposure, but we're also going to make sure that when a, you know, potential client sees you, that they have that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in hiring you prior to picking up the phone and calling you. So we'll, you know, add content to your page. We'll put in pictures of your work, examples of photos, a logo if you have one. We'll promote that you're a trusted business in the community and you're Kauai born and raised. All of that is going to add to your credibility and make sure that, like I say, a person is comfortable with you. Okay. Now, it looks like, I know you didn't have a site, and that's why I asked you about that initially, is that we build Google-compliant websites here also. We charge an additional $400 to put them together. But what I'm thinking is since we're moving forward and we're filling this position today, and since you currently don't have a site, what if I could get authorization to include the site for you at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you? So in order to do that, what I would have to do is send out a request and explain the situation. Of course, we'll get either an approval or a denial on it. But if I got the approval to get everything going for just $398 out the door and include the website for free on top of it, I'm sure that that's more than fair enough to give you the opportunity to try this, right?
Sounds good.
Yeah, you know what? You're going to absolutely love this program. So now, do you have a logo yet, or do you have a business Facebook or anything? Because I know that you haven't done advertising in the past.
I definitely have a logo.
Okay.
So my letterheads when I send out quotes and business cards.
Perfect. So you could send over the business card to us, and then we can chop the logo off of it and put it onto everything, and that will start helping you with branding. And then what you also can do is start collecting maybe some before and after photos of your work. That will definitely help you as well. Now, I'll send out the request, and I'll try to get the website included for you, Russell. And then while I wait on their response, I just want to verify your information. So I assume your last name is Reynolds, just like the business, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then what's your email address?
Russell, that's R-U-S-S-E-L-L.
Mm-hmm.
I-I-I 72 mm-hmm. at gmail.com.
Okay, so Russell with two S's and two L's and then the three I's, III72@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, and then is this the phone number you would like displayed on Google?
Yes.
Okay, is there a secondary line for internal purposes or does everything go through the main number?
Just my one number. It's my cell phone.
Your one number. Okay, that's your cell phone. That's good because then you'll receive text messages too in case the client was able to text you. You'll get it. And then let me put in the zip code here. It's 96741.
Yes.
Okay. And then I can secure the position for you, Russell, using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
Debit works fine. And you said I can cancel in a month or something?
Yes, exactly.
If I'm not happy.
Yes, it's a month-to-month subscription, so we allow you to try it on a monthly basis and track the revenue that you receive and pay as you go. You can cancel after a month, but what I would suggest is at least give it 2 months, and here's why. Is in order to get a business on Google, it does take hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks. The website will kick in pretty quickly within 1 to 3 business days. All the directories will be up pretty quickly, but the Google listing takes a little bit more time because of the extensive programming and the verification process. We'll also run some Facebook ads for you, and those will be kicked in as little as 2 weeks. I always tell people that, of course, you're going to see activity within your first month, but it is the second month that you really see the program pop. That's where it starts coming to full fruition for you, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then let me just make sure, because we're putting the website in for you. My supervisor is texting me a promo code, so I have to activate it so that I can waive the charges off that. And then, is it your name on the debit card or the business name or both?
Both.
Okay. And then, what's the billing address?
4365.
Mm-hmm.
Puulani, that's two words. P-U-U.
Mm-hmm.
L-A-N-I. Place.
Okay. Place, got it.
Kalahail, that's K-A-L-A-H-E-O.
Kalahail, okay. What, is it still 96741?
Yes.
Okay. I got lucky with the billing address that it's Pu'ulani because that's pretty simple. My husband's Samoan, and he grew up on Oahu. So when we go back to the island together, all of those street signs with a million vowels next to it, it always throws me off. You know? But the Pu'u, I can handle that. That's just the two vowels, you know?
I like that. A million.
Yeah. I mean, I always try to read them. I'm like, what is that? There's an A and an E and a U and an O. And I'm like, what is that?
There's a lot of comedians in America that say, if you ever visit Hawaii, they complain about the street name and they try to look for somewhere and they ask someone for help. You just take a left turn on.
You know what was worse for me is I was over there once and my husband stayed back at the hotel with the kids and I thought, oh, I'll run to the Aloha Stadium and go to the swap meet. So I somehow got on the wrong freeway and I got kind of lost. So I pulled over and I asked somebody, you know, how do I get to the Aloha Stadium? And he was talking pidgin to me, so I could only understand, like, every couple of words that he said. But he was trying to say, like, see the blue trash can up there? You go to the blue trash can and you turn left, and then you'll see a red van and you turn right. And I'm like, what's the name of the street, you know? And he was just...
And when you see the mango tree...
You went
too far.
Then you know you went too far. Yeah. So I felt it was kind of funny because I sat there and tried to like understand him, and finally I said thank you so much, and I drove away, and I thought I'm more confused now than when I stopped. You know, I don't know where I'm going now.
Thank you. I think,
yeah, exactly. So if my husband was with me, it would have been no problem because he can speak pidgin, but not for me. I had no idea. So,
you know what's
okay.
Weird about what's weird about pidgin in Hawaii? Every island has their own.
Really? So people from Oahu would have a different pidgin than you have there on Kauai?
Definitely.
Wow, I learned something today. I didn't know that. No wonder why every time we go to Hawaii, he sticks very closely to Oahu. I'll say, you know what? Why don't we start going to Maui and Kauai and the Big Island? We always go to Oahu. No, I want to go back there. Maybe it's because it's a little bit different on the other islands for him, you know? Maybe he feels out of place.
Well, Well, when I was working in the Roofers Union, I was hardly ever home, which is Kauai, and our crew, my crew was like maybe 5-6 guys.
Yeah.
And we would go to like Big Island, and it was a union. So when I fly, I'm still working with the same company with those people that from that island.
Yeah.
Because we do like commercial. Yeah. We were doing colleges and hospitals, so we need a good sized crew. And they kind of laugh and just look at us when we're talking, and then we start getting closer, like by the second, third week, and we start having like called pauhana, like when you're done with work and start drinking.
Oh, okay, and I like that.
And some of them would have their girlfriends or wives, and they would just squint, like if they can hear better by squinting.
Oh, that's funny.
And they say our pigeon is different. Plus, we speak super fast.
I see.
And they like to just sit there and like trivia and try to understand what we're telling each other.
Yeah. So you have to be a local to understand it, right? Pretty much.
Yeah, that's
what I was thinking. Oh, well, I'm so happy that you told me that, Russell. I learned something today. So if I'm ever on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and that question comes up with if there's the same pigeon on all the islands or different and I win, I'm going to give you a cut. I'm going to say Russell was the one that taught me that.
I'd be very willing to accept.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to phone a friend or anything because I'd be like, I already know the answer.
You already phoned.
Yep. So now go ahead with the debit card whenever you're ready.
Okay, it's 4852.
Okay.
1600.
Got it.
0051.
Okay.
9853.
Expiration?
0925.
And the code on the back?
249.
249. Okay. Now, is the Pu'ulani address a physical address where you can also receive mail?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to have Google send a PIN verification code to that address, Russell. It'll be there within 5 business days. So just make sure that when you get that you get that code back to us because it's a very important part of the process. And then for the business, do you want it to be shown as Russell Reynolds Roofing or do you prefer Bullseye Roofing? What's your preference?
Bullseye.
That's what I thought. Okay. So Bullseye Roofing, and then I'm going to go through a voice verification recording with you right now, and what that will do is outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And then I'm going to create an appointment for my technician to call you tomorrow, and they will go over the keywords, your service area, linking your new website and getting you placed. So what this says is to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Bullseye Roofing and Construction, LLC.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Russell Reynolds III, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, all that means is they want you to, if you do anything else online for your business, which you shouldn't have to, right? Because we're including the website, the search engines, the directories, the Facebook ads, the whole nine yards, right? But let's say that you wanted to do something else online. Just let us know about it so we make sure it doesn't conflict with the work that we're doing, okay?
Okay, you already know I'm with Angie Leads.
I already know you're with Angie Leads. Yeah, that's the other side of the coin, so that doesn't conflict with this. Basically, it would be anybody else that wants to tinker around with your website or with your Google listing. Believe it or not, Russell, some businesses feel, oh, if I work with three companies to work on my Google listing, I'll get triple the results. But that's not the case. It's going to conflict with each other, and it will hurt your rankings. So if anybody else, you know, offers you anything, I mean, the Angie Leads is fine. That's not going to conflict. But anything else regarding Google or a website or online placement, just let us know about it so that we can tell you if it's going to be, you know, necessary for your business or not, okay?
Well, just know that I would have probably never say yes to this except listening to you and the girl before you, because you folks sound very...
You sound very honest,
and
you made my
good
day.
Salespeople.
That's great. I'll tell Tara that too. You know what? She is a sweetheart, and she works very hard. So I'll tell her that you gave her a nice compliment too. I know that she'll be happy to hear it. So
Where are you folks located?
We're in Southern California. Are you familiar at all?
I went there twice, but I don't like driving there, so I'm always shotgun and. Enjoying my time. So my wife's cousin lives in was in San Diego.
Okay, it's beautiful. San Diego.
I forget where she moved to. We stayed at her dad's house. Her dad, kind of a doctor.
Really, that's nice.
The house is crazy.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. We're a little bit north of San Diego. We're kind of closer to where Disneyland is. We're in Orange County, but San Diego is probably just an hour and a half south of us, and we're about an hour south of Los Angeles, so we're kind of right in the middle. So, I like it too because, you know, we're coastal, so we're close to the ocean just like you are. I don't think after growing up in the Midwest that I'd ever want to live, you know, far from the beach again, you know. I like being by the ocean. I think there's something very calming about and good for the soul about being by the water, you know.
I have to agree, being surrounded.
Yeah, you have to agree. Yeah, you wouldn't be there if you didn't love the ocean. Absolutely. So now the last part of the voice verification says the let me go back to where I was. Okay, it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, May 4th, in the non-refundable amount of just $398. When your term is complete, Russell, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the fourth day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then when my technician calls you tomorrow, that's going to be about a 20-minute phone call, maybe 30 minutes max, and they'll just talk to you real quickly about your services, your service area, any content for the site. So if you could get the business card ready to send over just so that they can pull the logo off of it, that would be fantastic. And then let me see what is available, and you can tell me what works best. So... tomorrow is Friday. I don't know if you have a lot of Spanish on the island, but it's Cinco de Mayo tomorrow, the 5th of May. We have a lot of Spanish in California, so everyone gets excited for that.
We have Spanish, but I just like another drinking day.
Oh, it's another, yeah, okay. Yeah, you're going to celebrate it in your own way, huh?
another happy excuse.
Yep. You know, with my husband being Samoan, I always joked with all of them over the years because it didn't matter if they came to our house or if we went to their house or we were at a cousin's house or an uncle's house. The men, for some reason, automatically go into the garage, open the garage, pull out a bunch of lawn chairs and start drinking. And I'm always like, what is it about you guys in the garage? Like, why do you always want to...
Never heard.
Yeah. Oh, I bet. Yeah. This is something all new to you. you're really funny. So, let's see. Now I got to calculate the client interview 3 hours back because we're in California. So, if it would be 11, 12, 1, 2. Okay. So I have a 10 o'clock available. An 11 or a 12. Yes, your time.
Let's do 11.
11. Okay. So what I'm doing is I'm blocking out an hour from 11 to 12 Hawaii time. And that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 11:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. Let me just make sure I'm talking, because is it 1 o'clock there right now?
Yep.
Okay, so it's going to be 1:02. 2 o'clock. Okay, so it's going to be, yeah, it's 4:02 here. So I'm going to block out 2 o'clock our time, which will be 11 your time. And then lastly, I gave you special pricing that is not available to the general public, and we also got the website included. So I just want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will ensure that the pricing never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now, Russell, that says thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. So go in there and open the text, and that will take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Go ahead and hit it.
Yeah, hit open that up, open up the text, hit on the terms of experience, or it'll take you to the page. And okay. Once that opens, all you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom, and there's going to be a little box that you have to check to show that you're authorized on the account. And then you would plug your name in and hit confirm signature. Now, once you do that, it will ask you for a username and password. You don't have to worry about any of that right now. That will all be provided for you after your client interview. My main thing is just getting the pricing locked in.
Can you do me a favor and add the Roman numeral 3 to Russell Reynolds?
Of course, of course. So do me this favor, if you would just sign it the way it is, because the document already went out, but moving forward on your account, it's going to show as Russell Reynolds with the Roman numeral 3 on it, okay? I'm going to fix that right
okay.
now. So give me a second here. Yeah, because if I try to resend it, it's going to make a glitch. So, yeah, you know how computers have a mind of their own.
It's no glitch Thursday.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so I have that scheduled, and then I have to fix the Roman numerals in two places here. So I'm going to go in the settings, Russell Reynolds 3, and then update. No wonder why you had the three eyes in your email. I should have asked you what that stood for. That's cool.
Yeah, and 72 is my birth.
It's your what?
My birth year.
Oh, it's your birth year. Oh, wow. I thought you sounded younger than that. You keep yourself in good shape living on the island, huh?
I get that a lot from everyone.
Yeah, you know what they say, that I've talked to a lot of people that made it into their 90s and in the hundreds, and I always ask them, what's the secret? And they say, no stress. If you live a life with no stress, that's good for you, you know? And I bet, I mean, you run a business. I'm sure you have some level of stress, but being where you're located, you also have a lot of time to hopefully relax and enjoy it too.
Yes.
Yep. So, okay, so I got that fixed for you on this end, Russell. I put the Roman numeral 3 on your account in all the settings. And then lastly, our phone number is on that text that you received. So if you ever call in, you're going to get a bunch of voice prompts. And if you hit option one, it will actually bypass all of that and go straight through to customer support. And anybody that answers the phone can help you. And then my name is Tina. So if you ever want to talk to me directly, I'm at the same number, but my extension is 777. So if you put in the 777, it'll ring to my desk. Do you want me to text that to you just in case you forget, or?
Sure.
Okay, I'll send it to you just so that you have it, and then you can bookmark it. So let me send it. This is TinaLocal/.com. Okay, so you're all good to go. The technician will be calling you sometime between 11 and 12 tomorrow. So welcome aboard, Russell. I'm so glad that it worked out for you. I know that you'll absolutely be thrilled with this. So have a very profitable year, and then we'll be talking to you a little bit more tomorrow, okay?
All right, thank you very much.
Oh, you're very welcome, and have a good evening too, okay?
All right.
Okay, thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.